spring, time for Mom and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Arrived in Pine Ridge yesterday, all primed to hire Cedric Weehunt as his new gag writer. However, when it developed that the jokes which Cedric had previously sent to Hope were some he had heard on Hope's own program about 6 years ago, the whole deal was quickly called off. The radio star let Cedric keep the $150 he'd given him for traveling expenses if he would promise never to come to Hollywood. Well, we'll soon see what happened next. It's late at night. Our hero and heroine have been entertaining some friends for the evening. As they straighten up the house, we hear...
Well, that was a bright idea of yours, honey, suggesting that our guests have some Alka-Seltzer before they went home.
Well, I knew the dessert was a little rich, and maybe they'd think more kindly of me if they didn't feel too uncomfortable all night.
As a matter of fact, I think I'll have a glass of Alka-Seltzer myself. Might help me keep from rolling and tossing all night.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I gave George the last Alka-Seltzer tablet in the house.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, say, I just thought of something.
What?
The extra package in the car.
Oh.
Man, am I ever glad we listened to those radio announcements. After this, I'm always going to buy an extra package of Alka-Seltzer.
That's the stuff, mister. Yes, it's a wise idea when you go to your drugstore, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Just like our friends in this little home scene, you may be mighty glad sometime. So let me say again, get that extra package of Alka-Seltzer. Buy two instead of one. Then, when your Alka-Seltzer tablets get down to four, with an extra package, you'll have some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store. A man is just leaving. Listen.
Not at all, sir. Proud to do it. So long.
Well, me, Lum, you oughtn't to have did that.
Why not? It's for a good cause. Helping out that veterans outfit.
Well, sure, it's a good cause.
In time, I wasn't willing to sell a few raffle tickets for a good cause. I'd be ashamed of myself.
Well, yeah, but a few tickets, you're taking 100 of them.
I know it.
Well, now, how are we going to sell 100 of them tickets here in Pine Ridge?
Well, it oughtn't to be no trick at all to get shut of them. You heard what the price is, didn't you? Brand new 1946 automobile.
Well, sure, I heard what...
All the tickets cost just a dollar.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to buy one myself. Anytime I can get a chance to buy a new automobile for just $1, I'm going to set back. I'm going to jump at it.
Well, maybe you're right, but I still say...
Wait a minute, that was my first sale right now. Cedric Weehunt.
Oh, Cedric, yeah.
I'll have him sold before he hardly gets in the store. You
What? Well, howdy, Cedric.
Oh,
Mr. Edmund. Come on in.
Cedric, my boy, how would you like to be the smiling owner of a brand-new, shiny 1946 automobile? All it'll cost you is just a dollar. And here's your raffle ticket right here.
Dollar, huh?
That's all. I don't guarantee you to win, of course, but you have to admit it's sure worth taking a chance on.
Yeah, a dollar oughtn't to mean nothing to you, Cedric. All that money Bob Hope gave you yesterday, $150. No,
man. Yes, Mom, but I ain't got all that money no more. I spent part of it for pencils and paper.
Pencils and paper?
Yes, Mom, I'm going to into that business now. I'm going to sit there and write down jokes I hear on the radio and send them in to the fellas that gets them off and sell them.
Well, Cedric, you can't do that. You seen what happened when you done that with Mr. Hope yesterday.
Well, sure.
He come clean out here to hire you for a writer. Going to give you a big contract. And when he found out what you did, why, that ruined the whole thing right there.
Well, I made $150 out of it, though, didn't I?
Well, yeah, but he gave you that just to keep you away from
it. Oh, well, I don't care why they give it to me, just so they give it to me. I don't understand it, but I know it's a good business to be in. I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to take that up as my life's work.
Life's work?
Now, Cedric, you better watch what you're doing. You're going to get yourself into trouble. I'm surprised Bob Hope never lawsued you for something.
Yeah, you better cut that out, Cedric. That ain't nothing a fella can make a life work out of. Why, of course not.
Well, I'll just take it up part-time then. Kind of money I can make at that work, I won't need to work full-time at it, no ways. What I'd like to do is send some jokes to a radio fella in New York.
New York?
Yes, well, that's a bigger city, so I figure maybe they'd pay me $200 to keep away from there.
Well, now, listen here, Sandy.
Reckon what Chicago would pay.
It wouldn't pay you nothing, I can tell you that right now.
No, I don't reckon so. Wouldn't bring more than $175, I don't think. Fort Smith would just be about a $10 place, wouldn't you say?
Cedric, I'm warning you, you're going to get yourself into trouble with this idea.
Think I'll go over and see Mr. Dick. He knows the names of a lot of big cities.
Now, wait a minute. Now, come back here, Cedric. You've got to give up this crazy
idea.
Well,
I can't now. I done bought all my equipment.
Oh, my.
Well, 400 pencils and I don't know how much paper. I'll see you fellas later.
Well, you better be careful now. The land takes that boy.
Oh, yeah, you try to give him advice, he won't even listen to you.
No.
Just ain't no gratitude in that boy.
I'll say then, you'd think he could at least bought his pencils from us over here.
Well, all right, sir. Wait a minute. I forgot all about selling him a raffle ticket. Go out and holler at him, Abner, and see if he can catch you.
Oh, homie, you couldn't catch him now, Lum. He's way down the road yonder. He went out of here in a hurry. I couldn't.
I'll get him later. I wonder if I did do the wrong thing in taking so many of these tickets.
Of course you did. You can't sell that man around here, Lum. You'd have to sell one to might not ever man this whole community. And when you chop that down to the feller that's willing to put out a dollar for something like that, why, you ain't going to do a whole lot of business, I can tell you that right now.
Well, we'll see. You're forgetting my selling talent.
Well, of course, is that too. That'll cut it down even further.
I mean, what I know about business psychology.
If you're going to throw that in, you might just as well give up right now, Lon.
Well, go ahead and make your smart remark.
Yes.
But it just so happens that I know what I'm talking about.
Cradle pass.
I read an article in a magazine the other night, tells all about it.
In a magazine?
Yeah.
What'd it say?
Oh, you wouldn't understand it.
Well, try and see. I ain't as ignorant as I look sometimes.
I hope not. Well, it told in there about one fella that built up the soda fountain business by putting eggs in malted milk.
When nobody was looking?
No, no. Done that to build up business.
The egg business?
No, the soda fountain business.
Huh.
See, the idea is that all as before, when a customer would come in and order malted milk, they'd say, do you want it with an egg in it?
What in the world did they say that for?
Because some folks like them that way.
Well, I don't know. It'd make it pretty hard to drink, wouldn't it? That egg bobbing around in there.
Well, they'd take it out of the shell first.
Oh, I was going to say, that'd be sort of like bobbing for apples.
Mix it right up in the malted milk.
What will they think of next?
Oh, they've been doing that for a long time. You ought to try it sometime.
No, not me.
Anyway, when they say, do you want an egg in it? The general say, no, because that's psychology.
All right.
That's like somebody coming in your store and you say, ain't nothing else, is he? They generally say no.
Well, if ain't nothing else for them,
you're always supposed to say, what else?
Well, it might be them other folks said no just because they didn't like eggs.
Well, according to this article, it's psychology. Anyway, this other fellow come along, instead of saying, do you want an egg in it? He'd say, do you want one or two eggs in your malted milk?
Two eggs? Next thing he'd be doing is slipping some bacon in there, too.
Now, stop him.
And toast. Don't.
When you ask them that about one or two eggs, they'd practically all say one egg.
Well, I don't blame them.
Well, you don't get the point.
Were they fried or scrambled?
The idea is that way they were selling all their malted milks with eggs in them and getting a nickel more for them.
Huh.
Built up their business something for
them.
Huh. Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp.
Squire.
Oh. I know I can sell him a ticket.
Oh, you might.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Beautiful day, beautiful day.
Yes, it is nice, Squire. Yes. Sit down. Make yourself at home.
Well, thank you, Lum. No man for do.
Squire, I'm glad you dropped in. I got something here you might be interested in.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I've got some tickets here on a raffle for an automobile. The Veterans Organization got it up.
For an automobile, you say, Lum?
Yeah, brand new 1946 model.
You want it with one or two eggs in it, Squire?
I have no hay shovels.
Huh?
I never meant that for the automobile.
Oh, yes, for the tickets, huh?
No, no. How many do you want, Squire?
I'll send you a whole dozen if you want them. Just call up Elizabeth and let her know.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Well, Lum, her hands have been laying awful good here late. We can't use all the eggs.
Admiral, would you forget about them eggs?
I just thought you wanted to use that psychology.
Well, just leave the psychology to me.
And will you sell my eggs, too?
Oh, for peace.
Elizabeth, I mean.
How about it, Squire? Would you like a couple of these raffle tickets?
Well, I'm awful sorry, Lum, but it just so happens that I'm about to take delivery on a new 1946 car myself right now. Should arrive any day.
Yeah, but these tickets...
You know what, Lum? It's quite a feat getting a new car nowadays.
Cheers, Tom.
Well, yes, it takes a man of influence. And, well, shall we say, certain connections to swing it. The ordinary person couldn't do it at all.
Why couldn't
you? Well, for the reasons I just told you, Lum, you have to be an important man in your community, you know.
Important?
Yes. Have to be someone, someone like myself, for example, you know. Important, yes.
Are you trying to tell me that you're the only one around here that could get a new car?
To put it plainly, Lum, that's about what it boils down to, yes.
Well, I've got my doubts about that. Down here, I could get me a new car if I wanted one.
Lum, I'm afraid that you're laboring under misapprehension.
I'm doing what now? Come on with that again.
I mean that I'm afraid you're going to find out you're badly mistaken, Lum. I doubt if they'd even put your name down on a list for a new car.
Oh, is that so? Anytime I can't do anything you can do, Squire Skimp, I'll put in.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. There's no use getting mad about this thing. Facts are facts, you know. The only way you could possibly get one is by working through me. And even then, it might be doubtful.
Yeah, if I wanted one, I wouldn't get it through you or nobody else. I'd get it myself.
Lum, I'd be willing to bet you little that you couldn't do it.
You'd be done real new, huh?
I say, I'd bet you little that you couldn't do it.
Granny, I'll just take that bet.
Well, all right. What do you want to put in? 25, 50, anything you say?
All right, I'll go to the limit. Make it 50 cents.
Lum, I'm talking about dollars.
All right, make it $50 then. I don't care.
Good. It's a bet. Abner, you're my witness.
Huh?
The winner will be the one of us that drives a new 1946 automobile, which he owns, down the main street of Pine Ridge. Is that agreed?
Agreed. Well, it's a bet. Now, Granny, when I roar down the road in a 11-cylinder limousine, you better find yourself a stout tree to jump behind. I'll show you who's the most important man around here.
Well, I wonder if you realize what you're getting yourself into. Be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.